Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. Thank you for joining me for this installment of our 2019 series, He Makes All Things New, as we chase hard after God, His will, His promises, and live. Glory to God. Amen. There's a song that says, live, live, my brother, live. Look to Jesus now and live. Glory to God. Live in the name of Jesus. Live. Hallelujah. We're talking today about this Jesus as we are chasing hard after God, chasing hard after His promises, chasing hard after His will, chasing hard so that we might live. He said that He came that we might have life and have it more abundantly, not just in the then and there in heaven, but also in the here and the now. Glory to God. The word of God says that His promises for us are yea and amen. Yes, and so be it. Glory to God. We're chasing hard after Him today. Amen. This Jesus, I declare to you, hallelujah, this Jesus who came down through 40 and two generations, glory to God, became sin for us, yet sin was thrust upon Him. The sin of the ages, the sin from the very beginning was thrust upon Him. Glory to God that we might have that life that He promised us. Remember, I told you how His word speaks that we might have life. That's why He came and has it more abundantly, not just for the then and there, but also right now. Live, my brother, live. Look to Jesus now and live. Glory to God. We're going to be looking at the book of John today. Amen. Jesus declared many, seven exactly, I am statements. Amen. In the midst of His disciples and all those who were listening, and some of them heard it. Amen. Some of them didn't understand. Some of them heard it and they understood and they followed. Amen, the Savior for the rest of their days. They understood that He is life. Glory to God. And the only way, amen, for them to be redeemed from the things they had done and from the things that their ancestors had done and from the sin, amen, that was running rampant in that age and throughout the ages, amen, was to follow Jesus, to become a true follower, a true disciple, amen, and live, live, just live. Glory to God. Amen. We're chasing hard after God, and we're talking about this Jesus. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before You as humbly as we know how, giving You thanks and praise, oh God, for all that You are and all that You have done. Lord, we glorify Your name right now, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, because You are faithful. And You are true. Glory to God. Amen. We receive Your testimony, Lord God, that You gave to the disciples, Lord God. We receive it, Lord God. And we live, amen, because of the life that You gave. Hallelujah. Because You came and You cared so much for us. Oh, Lord God, You were there in the beginning and You created all things and You wrapped Yourself in flesh and dwelt among us. And You are the light, amen, that came into the world to dispel, to get rid of, to move that darkness out of the way that had enveloped us. Thank You, Lord, for loving us that way, for loving us so completely, so fully, and so overwhelmingly, Lord God. We thank You that Your love has no conditions, no borders, no boundaries. Oh, Lord God, we thank You that there's nothing that we can do, Lord God, for You not to love us. Nothing, the word says, can separate us from the love of God. And we thank You, Lord God, for surely we have sinned, Lord God, and fallen short of Your glory, Lord God. And we lift ourselves before You, Lord God, and ask that You shine a light on each and every one of us and forgive us our sins, Lord God, and cleanse us, oh God, from all unrighteousness, Lord God, from every wickedness, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Send forth, Lord God, a legion of angels, Lord God, into the atmosphere, into every place where everyone is listening, into every country, into every city, and every providence, into every
principality, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, move right now, Lord, every obstacle and destroy every yoke of the enemy, Lord God. Cause chains to fall off, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord God, that we might live today. Oh, Lord God, I speak life in the name of Jesus throughout, Lord God, this podcast, this broadcast, Lord God, through this message, I speak life in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for life, hallelujah, more abundantly. We thank you for miracles, Lord God. We thank you for breakthroughs. We thank you for healing. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for your mercy and your love, for your grace, your unmerited favor that you had for us, Lord God. And you continue to move, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, for every obstacle that you are moving right now. I thank you, Lord God, for every thing that you're shattering right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for every breakthrough, Lord God, that you are breaking forth, Lord God, and showing your people the light of day. I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, that trouble does not last always. Hallelujah. Looks like I can feel the breaking of day. Oh, what joy. Hallelujah. Breaking forth in my soul. Glory, glory, glory to Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Bless each and every one that are listening right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Open their hearts and their minds to receive from your word and to hear directly from the throne of God. Open up windows, Lord. Open up doors, Lord God. Provide, Lord God. Heal, bring strength, Lord God. Whatever is needed today, Lord God, provide, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Bless, oh God. Oh, Lord, bless and bring forth the salvation, Lord God, with your mighty hand. Over, Lord, overcome and overwhelm, Lord God, them right now. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, amen. We give glory, glory, glory and honor to the God of my salvation, Jesus. He saves and he is still saving. He's still healing. He's still giving life. Glory to God. And that life is yours for the taking. Glory to God. He came that all might have life. Glory to God. All might have a portion. He came that all might receive of his spirit, the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Amen. Ask today. Amen. And you shall receive. Hallelujah. He said, whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord, he shall be saved. And this Jesus will make his abode with you. His presence, his spirit will live with you. Glory to God this day. Oh, my God, I give you glory, Jesus. Hallelujah. I praise God, amen, for what he's doing and what he's already done. Amen. There are miracles breaking forth. Amen. Amen. Such a spirit of expectancy, just expecting the Lord, amen, to move mightily in ways that I don't even understand. Amen. Jeremiah said, call unto me and I will answer and show you great and mighty things that you know not of. Amen. We're calling his name today, Jesus. And this Jesus, hallelujah, this Jesus, he hears us. He sees you right where you are. Amen. He knows your name. He knows where you've been. Amen. He knows where you come from. He knows what you've been through. This Jesus, amen, will redeem you. This Jesus will save you. This Jesus will bring you comfort. This Jesus will bring you sustenance. Glory to God. He will provide. He will see to it today. Glory to God. We honor him. Amen. We're looking at the book of John. Amen. Where this Jesus, hallelujah, began to speak to his people. Amen. And tell them exactly who he is. Amen. And what he was doing. Amen. In the earth. Even prophesied the things that were to come to them because they didn't understand everything the Lord was saying. And the disciples got a greater revelation after he ascended into heaven. Amen. And we have gotten a greater revelation because the Lord has given us his word, his instructions. Amen. And his word is life. This is a living word, a living word. It's living and it's powerful. Amen. And it is able to move mountains, hallelujah, that are in the way. Glory to God. It is alive. Glory to God. And it is spirit. Hallelujah. I give glory, glory, glory and honor to the Lord. Amen. Again, we're looking at the book of John. Amen. Where this Jesus, amen, begins to tell them, amen, amen, these I am statements. Hallelujah. I am statements. Amen. And they were there listening intently to the word of God. In John 6 and 35, he said, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. John 8 and 12 says, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Glory to God. John 10 and 9 says, I am the door. Glory to God. I want to actually read a little further than my notes say. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to start at 7. John 10 and 7, Jesus said unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come. This is why he's come. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Glory to God. John 10, 7 through 9. I'm sorry, John 10. Amen. I want to make sure I get that right. It was John 10, chapter 7. That was 7 through 10, but let me go ahead and read the next. No, that was 7 through 10. I'll leave it there. We'll go to the next one. John 10 and 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. There he is prophesying that he's going to give his life. And I'm sure they didn't quite understand, but glory to God. Hallelujah. He did. The good shepherd, amen, gave his life for the sheep. That same shepherd that watched over David, the same shepherd that he wrote about in the 23rd Psalm when he said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The same shepherd that provides for his sheep gave his life because that was part of the provision. We were without hope and dead in the world. If Jesus had not come and given his life for the sheep, we would be men and women most miserable. Amen. Verse 14 says, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of them and am known of mine. Glory. John 11, 25 and 26 says, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. John 14 and 6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Don't be fooled. Don't be bamboozled. Don't be hoodwinked. There is no other way to receive the Father except through Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth. Don't believe the lie and the life. And the devil comes in ways that are so charismatic and so believable. But scripture lets us know that he comes as an angel of light. So it'll look like it's light and it'll sound as if it is light, but it brings forth death. Amen. The scripture also lets us know, it does enlighten us, that there is a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death, because that devil that comes as an angel of light has swayed people, seduced them into believing that the way that they are going, it is right, it seems right, it feels right. People are happy with it, so it must be right, but it's not. There is a way that seems right. It seems, though, as though it is right, but the end thereof are the ways of death. The end brings forth death. Glory to God. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. Amen. John 15, and I'm reading verse 1 and 5. 1 and 5. It says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. I love that word. true. I am the true vine. It's a word of distinction, letting us know that there is a false vine out there. There's one that is false, that's false, that is promising to sustain. And of course, it's going to let you down in the end because it only can bring forth death. It cannot bring forth life. But the true vine sustains us. It brings forth life. It causes us to flourish. Glory to God. Because it is the life giver. Hallelujah. I am the vine. You are the branches. The same brings forth much fruit. And without me, you can do nothing. Amen. We can only have life. Amen. Through the life giver. We can only have life through the true vine. He is the bread of life. Amen. He is our sustainer and our keeper. He is the one that fuels us to be able to go on and go through even troubling times. Amen. We see the world is in a chaotic place. It is many wars and many rumors of wars, just like the Lord himself prophesied to us. He let us know the things that would come forward in the end. Glory to God. But he also told us that he would pour out his spirit upon all flesh. Joel prophesied it. He poured out his spirit upon all flesh, and that your sons and your daughters, amen, they would prophesy. They would tell of the Lord. Amen. They would witness, amen, of the goodness of God. They will speak as the oracles of God. They will go forth, amen, showing the things of God and showing forth, amen, that he is the life, the sustainer. He's the light of the world. Amen. The world is full of darkness. And without the light, it would not know, amen, what light was. It wouldn't even understand that it was in darkness at all. If he had not brought the light, we would not understand that we were in darkness. We wouldn't understand that we were in bondage. Except somebody let us know you're in bondage. Except somebody let us know, amen, that there is darkness, that there is light. Amen. We wouldn't have understood that we were in darkness. We would not have understood that we were in bondage. We would not have understood that there was better than this. There's better than this. There's better than the way you're living. There's better than the way you're thinking. There's better than this. Glory to God. Sometimes I know I have gone through my life wondering, oh, Lord, is this it? Is this all that there is? Glory to God. But he is the light of the world. And he who follows him and shall not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. It's only in Jesus. He's the door. And if anyone enter, they shall be saved and will be able to go in and out and find good pasture. He's the good shepherd. He gave his life, amen, for us. He gave his life for the sheep. He gave his life so that we would know what living really is. Amen. We were being sustained, amen, by the power of God, but we were dead. Glory to God, but Jesus came. Amen. And he is the good shepherd that gave his life. He is the resurrection, amen, and the life. Amen. Though we were dead, yet shall we live. Amen. He's the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by him. Amen. And he is the true vine, the vine. Amen. And we are the branches. Glory to God. He came that we might have life, life, real life, not what the world says living is. Amen. Not with a whole lot of stuff. Amen. But we'll have life that has peace. Glory to God. You know, there are so many that have a whole lot of stuff. They have a whole lot of money, big houses and fine cars, but they have no peace. Amen. But Jesus, hallelujah, gives us life. And with life comes peace because he is the Prince of Peace. Glory to God. The Prince of Peace will dwell on the inside. Glory, glory to God. This Jesus, hallelujah, he is the bread of life, the light of the world, the door. He's the good shepherd. This Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. This Jesus is the true vine. This Jesus is the resurrection of the life and the life. Glory to God. And he has not forgotten you. He knows you by name. Hallelujah. He sees your works. He sees the beauty of the things that you've done. He sees what you've done for others. He sees you even if you're in despair. He sees you in that corner. He sees you where you're sitting, where you're standing. He sees you. He knows just what you have need of. Amen. He is this Jesus that came to give us life. Hallelujah. Live in the name of Jesus. 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 Live, my brother. Live, my sister. Live in Jesus' name. This Jesus is here for you right now. This Jesus is calling you by your name. Yes, the God of heaven, he knows your name. The God of heaven knows exactly where you are and who you are, and your hairs, the hairs on your head, is numbered by him. Nothing is insignificant to him. He knows the things that you care about and the things that you're worried about. He knows the things that you have need of in this very moment. He knows. This Jesus is here right now, amen, to give you comfort and to give you peace and to save your soul. Hallelujah, to save your life, to save your soul, to save your mind, to save your body. Amen, and to be able to usher you into eternity with peace. Glory to God, this Jesus. Hallelujah, this Jesus, the only way, the only truth, and the only one who can bring you life. This Jesus, hallelujah, this Jesus, call on him today. This Jesus is waiting, hallelujah, he's waiting. He is the door, amen, and he's knocking, hallelujah, waiting for you to call on him and let him in. This Jesus, hallelujah, this Jesus, hallelujah, this Jesus, call on him today. The word lets us know that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved, amen. This Jesus, hallelujah, is waiting for you, this Jesus. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you today. Call on the Lord. Amen. And he will answer and show you great and mighty things you know not of. Amen. Jeremiah 33:3. Amen. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my soul and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. And forget not all of his benefits. This Jesus. Hallelujah. This Jesus, hallelujah, this Jesus, amen, he controls all things, he sees all things, he knows all things, hallelujah, he has all power, healing in his hands, hallelujah, sustaining, hallelujah, provision, hallelujah, this Jesus, hallelujah, this Jesus, hallelujah, bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you, call on him today, and he will answer and show you great and mighty things you know not of, this Jesus.